It's Tuesday morning, and I, Sir Ralph Stanza, continuing my stretch as poet in residence here in Longmoor Grange Maximum Security Prison, am having a haircut in the prison barber's. Here, the Buster Edwards of yesteryear metamorphoses into the Vidal Sassoon of tomorrow, as trustee prisoners are given vocational training as hairstylists. My clippers today are being wielded by Mick. Good morning, Mick.
What can I do for you, Sir Ralph?
Well, how about something really urban?
Urban?
Yes, urban. It's from the Latin, urbs urbis.
Right. Hey, Robbo, got any suggestions for an urban haircut?
What are you on about, that...
Hey, Ralphie, how brilliant to see you.
Robbo, how wonderful to bump into you. You having a haircut?
Yeah, number two. Hey, but you, Ralphie, you need something a bit more classy, don't you reckon, Mick?
Oh, aye.
But still very street, though.
Oh, you know what look great on you, Ralphie?
What?
A fade.
A fade? That sounds just the ticket. What is it?
Well, Ralphie, a fade is number one at the back and then air fading in on the top.
And do you think that would suit me?
Suit you? Ralphie, it could have been designed for you. And I'll tell you something else, Ralphie.
Yes, Robbo?
You'll be setting a trend all over the Nick.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, Ralphie. Be like Beckham's and we come on it, Mick.
Marvellous. A fade it is, then. So, Mick, do they train you up in all the chat as well?
What do you mean?
Well, are you going to be asking me if I've booked my holidays yet? It's now 10:30, and with the aid of pocket mirror, I'm just giving my fade a little comb in preparation for my next prison writer. I wonder if they've put too much gel on the front, though they did say it was supposed to really stick out. It is awfully short at the back. I hope I'm not going to alienate my charges by being too cutting-edge. Come in.
Another budding Wordsworth here for you, Sir Ralph. This is Germaine.
I'm sure it is, officer. Very Germaine. But what's this man's name? Only joshing. Come in, Germaine. I'm Ralphie. Do sit down. Thank you, officer.
Like the air.
Oh, do you? Good, thank you.
Don't mention it, Sir Ralph.
So, sit down, Germaine. My first black writer. Wagwan, Germaine.
Come again.
Wagwan. What's happening? Sorry, Germaine. I rather like to think that being up to speed on the lingua franca of urban Britain is one of my specialisms.
Yeah, I can see what you mean with that haircut, Dred.
Oh, thanks. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a safe haircut, man. Makes you look stush.
Oh, stush. That's the same as cool, isn't it?
Yeah, Ralphie. You got all the lyrics, haven't you, man?
Well, I am a poet, after all, Germaine, so I should have the lyrics, shouldn't I?
For real.
For real indeed, Germaine. I have to say that whilst I love working with all my apprentice poets, it's such a thrill when I encounter a kindred spirit like yourself, someone who keys into my rapport with what's happening in the hood.
Oh, you're so right, Ralph, you know, because, like, I'm not being funny, but a lot of white people, they don't understand us. Whereas you, Ralphie...
I know what you're going to say, Germaine. We're brethren, you and I, Germaine.
Oh, as we would say, Ralphie, brethren.
Ah, brethren. How wonderful and rasta that is.
Sure. For real, Ralphie.
Oh, it still gives me such pleasure to bring a smile to the face of the dispossessed. I'm having enormous fun too, by the way. And I'm so glad you like my hair. You know, yours looks great all short like that. But when it's grown a bit... You should try a fade as well, Germaine.
I'm going to, Ralphie. That's seen how good yours looks.
And you know what I find funny, Germaine?
What, bro?
Yesterday, the prison Gestapo were insisting that I attend, wait for it, a racial awareness talk given by an officer with special training. And I ask you, Germaine, do I seem like a guy who isn't racially aware?
Ralphie, you've got enough awareness, man.
Thank you, Germaine. Of course, what the prison bosses were really trying to do was bring me into line, keep an eye on me, rein me in, because they know, Germaine, that the kind of racial awareness that I'm into is not the goody-two-shoes kind taught in the prison, but hard-edged, dangerous rap that speaks to all races, all creeds, all colours.
I bet it's just totally on the edge your rap, isn't it, Ralphie?
Oh, for real, Germaine. We are talking the voice of the ghetto. I mean, I'm not the kind of poet who just raps about, you know, chilling with my bitches. You know what I'm saying, Dred?
Yeah, well, I rap rap, Ralphie.
Well done you, Germaine.
Thanks, Ralphie. I don't suppose I could just do a bit now, could I?
Yes, have a little go. I'll have a listen, then maybe I can give you a few tips. Eh, Germaine?
Thanks, Ralphie. All right, this one's called Before.
Okay, hit it.
This is the rhyme, tells of a time, didn't have a dime, so I turned to crime. Crime didn't like my face, got cheated in the race, quickly fell from grace, lost without a trace. Before, this brother walked in there. Before, the honey stop and stare. Before, my picnics pull up a chair. Before you took me on. If only you dare, but now I'm in my cell. No tale left to tell, no one knows me well. Even when I yell, cause deep inside I'm free. I know it wasn't me, didn't cut no plint, took a knife to liberty. Before, only wanted what was fair. Before, made sure I got my share. Before, enemies hid from my glare. Before, heads rolled like a robes P-air. I said heads rolled like a robes P-air.
That's not bad, Jermaine. You almost had it dead on there.
Thanks, Ralphie.
No, really, it's almost quite professional. Lovely energy. Just a few notes. First of all, some of your rhymes were a bit cheeky, like me and liberty. So that was a bit naughty, Jermaine. Smack bottom for that. But then I suppose you are representing people with literacy problems, so it's a fair go. Also, I didn't quite believe some of the anger. And even though I could see how passionately you were trying to get your point across, Jermaine, there's no need to do it quite so fast. We want to hear the words, Jermaine.
You should be videoing this as a rapping masterclass, Ralphie.
I know. Do you think Channel 4 might be interested?
It's late morning, and I'm on C-Wing from where a message has come through that my old mucker Robbo needs to see me rather urgently. When I first arrived, I gave him a nice wadge of cash so that he could supply me with some squash, apparently the prisoner's slang for dope. Perhaps he finally has a stash, and I'll be able to score some good gear. Anyway, it'll be lovely for him to see a friend again. Now, I think this is his cell. Robbo?
Oh, thank God you're here, Alfie. Come in. Oh, your hair's still looking great, by the way.
Oh, thanks so much, Robbo. You don't think the front sticks out too much?
No, you look great. Fanny magnet.
Oh, are you still in touch with Fanny?
Not in here, I'm not.
So, have you got the squash, then?
Ralphie, I feel so awful.
Why, Robbo?
Oh, Ralphie, you've been such a tower of strength in my life, and I've let you down.
How?
Well, these guys I've been dealing with, they obviously got wind of the fact that the squash was for a real Mr. Big, and basically, they worked me over.
Worked you over? Well, you don't look bruised or anything, Robbo.
They worked on me in places that won't be so noticeable to the screws. Anyway, they made me tell them the stuff was for you.
Oh, Lord. Are these men nearby?
God knows, Ralphie. They can just appear from out the woodwork at any point.
Well, they wouldn't touch me, would they?
Well, hard to say. They'd probably be quite gentle with you.
Gentle?
At first. Till they got you down to the shower block.
What?
Quite secluded down there. They can really go to town.
What do you mean, go to town, Robbo?
Do I need to draw you a picture, Alfie? Put it this way. Don't bend down to pick up the soap.
Oh, Lord.
Now, don't worry. I'm here for you, Alfie. I've been given an assurance that if I come up with another 40 notes, they'll leave us both alone. Supply me with a squash and stop threatening my family.
Well, why didn't you say? Look, here's 10 to be going on with, and I'll nip out to the cash point at lunchtime. I'm very relieved and excited to be back once more with my bro, Jermaine. Respect you, Jermaine.
Each and every time, Ralphie.
Well, Jermaine, I hope you had a chance to think about the notes I gave you.
Of course, Ralphie. How could I not take this rare opportunity to learn from the Grandmaster Ralph, the godfather of prison rap?
Okay, so let's hear some more rap from you, Jermaine.
This one's called OK UK.
Great.
Okay, UK, with your drugs in schools. Okay, UK, now you break your rules. Okay, UK, would you like a drink?
Drink.
Okay, UK, do you stop to think?
Think.
Okay, UK, have you reached the brink?
Brink.
Okay, UK.
The brink.
Okay, UK, how low you sink?
Sink, sink, sink.
Ralphie, can you not do that in my rap, please?
I beg your pardon, Jermaine. Just who's running this workshop?
You, Ralphie, but this is my rap, and your rhythm is way off, man.
Oh, no, Jermaine. Did you not pick up on what I was doing there? I was working on the offbeat. And just suppose we continued, Jermaine. What do you think was perhaps starting to happen? Okay. Well, have you seen the film 8 Mile?
Yeah.
And what do they do in that big scene at the end? They battle. They battle on the mic, don't they?
Well, that's what I think we should try. And it's an interesting parallel with the film, isn't it, Jermaine? Because, like Eminem, I, Sir Ralph, am the dangerous white outsider. I have my own mercurial voice as a rapper, but perhaps I'm not entirely trusted by the traditional black rappers. So wouldn't it be interesting for us to battle on the mic?
Yeah, and you know what would be truly wicked, Ralphie?
What?
If we could do it, like, not just here now, but in front of an audience.
But of course, we could do it at my final presentation. What better way to really send the prison bosses into a blue funk? So what do you think, Jermaine? Rapping before or after the finger buffet?
It's late evening, and here back at the hotel, I'm so excited about the plans that Jermaine and I have developed for the presentation. Battling on the mics. This is me, 24-carat, full-cream, urban Stanza. The governors and the screws will hate it. They'll probably ban it on the grounds that I'll start a riot. Well, they asked for it, taking away my mobile and my Panama. After they saw my fade hairstyle, I'm surprised I wasn't hauled before the head of security and given a crew cut. Lots of big smiles from the prisoners when they see my new hairstyle. I do love cheering them up. So lovely that Hermione always sends me a late-night text. Hi, Ralphie. The night school getting better all time. Dragomir showed me another bit of Robert Frost, Lost in Heaven. Pure escapism. Hope you're not starting any riots. XXH. Not yet, my love. Not yet. For goodness sake, have the cashews run out already? This really is the worst minibar I've encountered since I toured the Balkans. I'm sure someone's munched on the end of this Toblerone. Anyway, this is all quite literally small beer compared with next week's battling on the mic. And in anticipation of this poetic Lewis versus Klitschko, I have penned this little address to Jermaine. Ebony and Ivory, ghetto style. You're ebony, I'm ivory, together in maximum security. On the mic we'll battle, make prison bars rattle, show the screws they can't treat us like no herd of cattle. You're ebony, I'm ivory, the governor wants to keep you in slavery. The warders will shiver when they hear my rhymes and check that it's they for whom the bell chimes. Ebony, ivory, not Wonder or Paul McCartney, but telling a lyrical reality about the way there's no hiding the truth from me. Ebony, ivory, ebony, ivory, ebony, ivory, ebony, ivory. Come listen to my lyrical jivery. Gosh, rapping with that kind of ferocity makes me feel wired. I think I'll have a little chamomile tea to bring me back down.
You have been listening to the Jail Diaries of Sir Ralph Stanza.
Hello, housekeeping. Right, listen, it's my bedtime, and in order to help me sleep, I was about to make myself a soothing cup of chamomile tea. I get to the kettle and your nitwit of a chambermaid hasn't replenished my tea bags.
It featured James Quinn.
No, only Earl Grey and Normal.
With Chris Jack, Joan Kempson, Neil Bell, Jack Deem, James Scales and Theo Ant Smith.
Oh, and some of that repugnant Colombian coffee.
It was written by James Quinn.
You're completely out of chamomile. Well, how am I supposed to get to sleep then?
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
No, I have not tried watching the darts.